We spent yesterday on Rashi Shita. Today we're going to try to have a Havana in the Shita Sarajba, which, as we said right away, is a little of a... in the Lashon Gemara, it feels fits better, but it's a little of a strange... strange Shita. What did the Rashba say? Rashba said that when Memayit ain't played in Hegdish and Maisa Sheni Bishtaras, what type of star would I have thought I could use the Hegdish? A star that says Hegdish that Padoi, and that's all it says. So I would have thought that you could use such a star, and the Kamashmon is that you cannot. The thing that bothered us about this is what kind of business is this? If you go to Hegdish and say Shtar Zepodui, you can get Hegdish just by saying the word Shtar Zepodui, there's something wrong with that. Shouldn't be that. The Ktsais is another kasha on the Rashba, that it's a klal that Kinyan Shtar only works the karka. Never works for metalkin. Even between two yidden, nothing to do with Kedusha, the Hegdish. It's a klal gadol that kinyan shtar works the karka. You want to buy a house, you could be kind of a kinyan shtar. But metalkin, you can't be kind of metalkin with kinyan shtar. You can't buy fruit. If you make a shtar to buy fruit, so that's not kinyan. There's no kinyan shtar by metalkin. That's not a machlaik, it's a davar pashut. Shtar doesn't work by metalkin. So, shtar never works by metaltalim, so then, what's the Gemara saying? Shtar doesn't work by Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is always metaltalim. So what are you telling me? Shtar doesn't work by Maisa Sheni, it's a raya. What kind of raya? Kinyan shtar doesn't work by metaltalim. It's not a type of kinyan which works. It's not v'nosan akes of a komad. Shtar doesn't work because kinyan shtar never does, never have a miniature work. I don't need a miyut for that. So this is the second kasha on the Rashba. So first kasha is b'chlal, we didn't understand the Rashba. How do you get kedusha off? How do you get kedusha off with just a piece of paper? And the second kasha is that the shtaris never work for metaltalim. So what's the Gemara saying? It doesn't work by Maisa Sheni. A Hegdish could be karka, but Maisa Sheni is always metaltalim. So first we'll answer the second kasha, and then we'll come back and see if we can answer the first. Right, in the Tabas HaChayshin, he answers the second kasha with the aside of Reb Chaim. And we'll first try to understand Reb Chaim's aside, and we'll come back to see how it answers the question. The aside of Reb Chaim is that there are two types of pidyon, Hegdish or pidyon Maaseh Sheni, two types of pidyonos. There's one type of pidyon, which is simply a transferring of kedusha. It doesn't transfer ownership. No change of ownership, only a transfer of kedusha. What's that case? The case is that I have my own Maisa Sheni. It's mine. It's fruit that grew in my field, and that I harvested, and it's in my house, and I said to Harry, this is Truman, this is Maisa, this is Maisa Sheni. So it's my Maisa Sheni. There's a din of pidyon Maisa Sheni. What does pidyon mean? It means I could say, look, I don't want to schlep the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, so b'tzar tar kesef, I can say I want the kedusha that's on this fruit to transfer onto this money, and that's called pidyon or chilol. Chilol, what is the word chilol? Chilol Maisa Sheni. Chilol means you make it chulin, a transfer of kedusha. So the first type of pidyon Maisa Sheni, we'll use the word chilol. It's a chilol. That's all it is. No transfer of ownership at all. All I'm doing is be mechalal peiris onto money. Now that's one type of pidyon. You can have that by hegdish too, because if I take my behema or my table and I say Harry's a hegdish, it's still my table. I have a mitzvah to bring it to the base of the Yiddish and give it to them. Right? The Gemara says that you have Baal Ta'acher, you have three regalim to bring it, a certain amount of time, that you don't have to bring it till then. The Hegdish says we want it, I don't have to give it to them. I have three Shalish regalim till I can bring it to them. It's my thing, which I made Hegdish. So that's what? So that depends. If it's a neder and a dava, if I say Hari Zu, then I don't have to replace the Hari Eli, then I do. But the point is that right now, if I'm going to be paided, all I'm doing is transferring kedusha, not transferring ownership. That's the first type of opinion. Something that's just a chilul, all it does is transfer kedusha. And there's a second type of chilul. The second is a transfer of kedusha plus and a transfer of ownership at the same time. It's a transfer of ownership. Let's say you have Maisa Sheni. You have produce of Maisa Sheni. And I want to buy that produce. I don't want it to be Maisa Sheni. I want to buy it from you. So I can give you money and be Mechalul the Maisa Sheni on the money. It becomes Ois Maisa Sheni. And at the same time, it changes ownership also. It's a transfer of ownership too. By Hegdish, if the Gizbar has Hegdish, the Beis Hamikdash, right? Hegdish had a big storage treasure house, a storage house, and they sold things. So if you go into the Beis Hamikdash and you go into their Bedek Habayis Eitzer, and you see a table that you want to buy, and you give them money, so what's happening now is also a transfer of ownership. Not only is it a transfer of Kedusha, but also a transfer of ownership. So the second type, which is a transfer of ownership and a transfer of kedusha, I would call a kinyan. That's a regular kinyan. It changes ownership. The first type, which is only a transfer of kedusha, that's not a typical kinyan. That's not your normal, not a normal type of kinyan. There's no change of ownership. We call that chilul. Two types. Well, the first time I ever heard this Reb Chaim. Goes back maybe 20 years ago. I was learning brachas, and I came to a gemara. We're going to have the gemara later in the first parak here in Kedushin. Gemara said that I think it was talking about Maaser Sheni, which is Netar Ravai and Daflam and Hay in brachas. The gemara says that Hegdish or Maaser Sheni Shava Meya Mana, which is worth $100, Bechilolai Al Pruta. That if you take $100 worth of Maisa Sheni fruit and you paid it on $1 or 1 penny, the Kedusha goes off and it transfers to the penny. So I couldn't understand, like, what's going on here? $100 worth of Hegdish or $100 worth of Maisa Sheni, if you transfer it onto a Pruta, so it's Chal. Why should that be? It doesn't sound right. $100 could be paid down to $1. So by Hegdish, Rashi says, "Ein I know la Hegdish." Hegdish, if you cheat Hegdish, it's chal b'diav. Whatever reason, it's not a chaos. But let's say Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, why is $100 worth of Maaser Sheni could be paid down on $1? So at that time, Rav Bruce from Beis HaTalmud was with me in the country. I was learning brachas. He explained it to me with this Rav Chaim. He said, look, there are two parts to chilul. One is a transfer of kedusha, and one is a transfer of ownership. So kedusha, you could change $100 onto $1. It's no chasar. Kedusha doesn't go by value. You could transfer $100 worth of payers onto $1 also, onto one proof. It's just a problem that it's geneva. It's a mammonistic thing. You're cheating. If it's your Maisa Sheni, you're not cheating anybody. You own that and you own this. There's no ownership that's being cheated. So the chilul part that you take off the kedusha, that could go even from $100 onto one pruta, which is a chiddush. But as the kedusha shabai kedusha has nothing to do with the amount of money. The amount of money has to do with ownership. You're cheating the owner. So Maaser Sheni belonged to you before, belongs to you now. So Rav Chaim is saying, do you follow the clue I'm saying? if you have something that's worth $100, and I break it, I pay you $1 for it, what's wrong? What's wrong is I'm cheating you. Right? You had a $100 thing, I can't pay you $1 for $100. But that's because you have two owners. You own something $100, and I give you $1 for it, I'm cheating you. But if it's Maaseh Sheni, which is mine, and I take $100 worth of Maaseh Sheni, I played it on $1. Of Geneva, I'm not a Ganes. The Maaseh Sheni was mine, the dollar is mine. The ownership is not a problem. The only thing is the Kedusha. Alright, so there's a Kiddush, that Kedusha of $100, go on to $1. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara. But it has nothing to do with stealing, because it was mine before, it's mine now. So this is the side, Reb Chaim's side. Let me give you an example of something Reb Chaim answers with this. And you'll see. Reb Chaim answers with this a Turi Evans Kasha. There's a rule, this rule that I just told you. There's a rule that you could be paid the Hegdish or Maaseh Sheni on $100 worth of Hegdish or $100 worth of Maaseh Sheni onto $1, and it's Chal. Whether you should do it L'chadchila or not, I'm not sure, but the halacha is if you do it, it's Chal. $100 worth onto $1, it's chal. By a peter chamar. Peter chamar is a bechar, a donkey that's first born to its mother donkey. So what's the din of peter chamar? You have to be paid it with a seh. You could kill it, or you paid it. You want to be paid, you have to paid it with a seh. There, the Gemara says, the seh has to be worth as much as the donkey. You can't be paid in on a seh that's worth less than the donkey. So the seh, the chamar has to be paid on a seh, the seh has to be worth as much. Director Turi Evan, why? If all Hegdish and all Maaseh Sheni and all Net Derevai, if I'm paid $100 on $1 chal, so why a chamar? If I'm paid on a seh, why isn't that not chal? It's worth less. And for Reb Chaim, there are two types of opinion. What do we just say? The first type of opinion is transferring what? Kedusha. The second type is transferring ownership. Hegdish, Maaseh Sheni, Neter Ravai has Kedusha. And therefore it's Shayach, the first type of transfer. It's Shayach. You can transfer Kedusha onto money. A Petach Hamar has no Kedusha. There are no Dine Kedusha on a Petach Hamar. There are no Hilchas Kedusha, you can kill it. There's no Dine Kedusha. So when the Torah said Pidyon by Petach Hamar, there are no two types by Pidyon Petach Hamar. There's no Chilul. No Chilul, there's no transferring of Kedusha because the Hamar is not Kodesh. The Torah said Pidyon. The Torah said you take a seh and you pay it. Must be that it's a transfer. I don't use the word ownership because it's my donkey and my seh, but it's like a transfer of ownership. It's a transfer of the value of the chamar. So there, it's got to be worth as much because you don't have the first type, the chilul type. At any rate, this is just an example of what's the answer of Reb Chaim's Yisayid. The etzem Yisayid of Reb Chaim is a very glatte Yisayid. That there are two types of pidyon. There's one pidyon which we call chilul, which is just transferring kedusha, and there's a second type which is transferring kedusha and ownership as well. Now, let's go back to the Tzoisis Kasha on the Rashba. The Rashba said she came paidin by malashtar she ain't paidin by hegdish Maaseh Sheni. Shtar, you can't be paid. Why was the Ketzaisis Kasha? Shtar never works. You can never do Kinyanim with Shtar. So what's your Raya? Shtar doesn't work for Maaseh Sheni. Shtar never works for Peiros. You can never do a Kinyan Shtar on Peiros. That was the Ketzaisis Kasha. So Tavash HaChosh in the answers that the Raya is not, when we say a Shtar never works for Metaltalim, that means to transfer ownership never works for Metaltalim. to use the shtar to transfer ownership never works by metaltalim. And you're right, and then we can't bring a raya that doesn't work by ma'aser sheni. That's not pshat in Agamar. Agamar is saying that shtar doesn't work even the first type of pidyon, which is what? Which is just transferring kedusha. Shtar doesn't work for transferring kedusha. Why? That's not a kinyan. You're not changing ownership. The shtar doesn't work. So it's up to Gemara. Mal shtar shein paidah by. You see, shtar has a weakness. He can't be paidah hegdash ma'aser sheni. What type of pidyon? The type of pidyon that's just a transfer of kedusha. From the transfer of ownership, it wouldn't be a riot. Because shtar never could transfer ownership by metal. But from transferring kedusha, that's the Gemara's raya. Why doesn't shtar work to transfer kedusha? So he says that's pshat in the Gemara. That answers the ktsais's kasha. Ktsais says the shtar never works. You're right. A shtar never works to transfer ownership. To transfer kedusha, shtar could work. This is the way that in Tabas HaChayshan he answers the ktsais's kasha on the Rashba. Which was the kasha at shtar, so shtar never works like metaltalim anyway. Now let's get back to the original kasha we had on the Rashba. It was a harder kasha. What was the Rashba's kasha? What was the Rashba again? We're talking about an ordinary shtar. So what do we have shver in the Rashba? First glance, you write shtar hegdish zepodui. So we had shver. If I give the gizbar a shtar that says hegdish zepodui, so what bothered us? What bothered us? That it's pshita doesn't work. I'm not giving any money. If it's pshita doesn't work, well, what's the Rashba's happening that doesn't work? In the Birchas Avraham, he writes that he asked his kasha to the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav answered that when you write shtar zeh podui and you give a shtar to Hegdish, maybe the Hegdish could be chal and even less than a shava pruta, the piece of paper of the shtar. The Havamina was the Hegdish could transfer to the piece of paper of the shtar, even if it's less than a pruta. So l'chayr, it doesn't make any sense. It's still not a pruta. You wouldn't need anything written. No, because kinyan kesef, you can't do it less than a pruta. There is no kinyan of kesef. If I give you half a pruta to be kind of them, it's not chal. But kinyan shtar, it could work. Aye, where's the Hegdish going? So go on to the shtar. There's no das. Nobody has any das for the kedusha to go on a piece of paper, so it's less than a pruta. It's a taina. Hold with the taina. Let's think about it. Let me explain the Brisker Rav, and maybe will be answered. Again, the Brisker Rav said something which sounds strange. At first glance, the Brisker Rav is very strange. I would think you could do kinyan shtar. Where did the kedusha go? Kedusha go into the shtar. At first glance, it's very strange. Well, less than a proof that the kedusha could go. The Brisker Rav meant, in line with Reb Chaim's Yisayid, that there's a type of pidyon which is chilul, which is just transferring kedusha. Right? That's Reb Chaim's Yisayid. There's a type of chilul which is just transferring kedusha, nothing to do with ownership. And you can do $100 worth onto a pruta. You can do $100 worth, hegdish shava meya mana, shapadai al shava pruta is padai. So I ask myself, if $100 worth of hegdish could be padui on a pruta, why can't it be padui on half a pruta? The answer is it's not kesef. You need kesef. A pruta is kesef. Less than a pruta is not kesef. So the only reason you can't do $100 worth on half a pruta is because it's not a kenyan. It's not kesef. Comes the Brisker Rav. And he says, if it'll be kinyan shtar, according to the Havamina, kinyan shtar works. So it can be chal on a shtar that's less than a pruta. It's not kesef. Shtar doesn't have to be kesef. Shtar could be worth half a pruta too. So the Brisker Rav is saying, in line with the whole Reb Chaim, that there's a type of chilul which has nothing to do with the value of the thing. There's a type of chilul which is, it's my hegdish, it's my ma'aseh sheni, and I'm being mechalad onto money. And we learned the chiddush today that $100 worth or $1 million worth of hegdish that you paid onto one pruta is chal. And zok the Brisker Rav, if there would be such a thing as kinyan shtar, even on here for pruta would be chal. Yes. That's the what? He said in context with this Gemara.
No.
I mean, he said it earlier when we talked about Shtar being worth a pruta, lots of exclusive. Okay. But he's saying even it's less than a pruta. Even if it doesn't have a use, that's a pruta.
Right.
See, I'm not sure what you're referring to. We once spoke about a keli pachs mishav pruta as a use. Is that what you mean? Well, we discussed Iran in the beginning of the session. Okay. All right, fine. This nekuda. Can I ask you a question? How many of you before today knew that you could take $100 worth of hegdish or ma'aseh sheni be paid it on a penny? Anybody knew that? Huh? Never knew it? How's it work? Every single person that was ever in Eretz Yisrael, that ever had Paris Eretz Yisrael, you read the Nusach and maybe you don't read, you just read it, you know, you don't think what I'm saying. But anybody who reads it, you know, you go to the store, you buy fruit. You're not sure if it has a good hegdish with Trumas and Maestros. So Eretz Yisrael, people have a card, right? In America too, if you buy Eretz Yisrael, the fruit stores here sell Eretz Yisrael, they could pay for peppers and oranges. You have to take Trumas and Maestros on that. Right? So you take it home and you read the card. What does it say in the card? On the eastern side it should be Truma, on the western side it should be Ma'aser, right? You're being paid everything. And you're paying Ma'aser Sheni too. Okay, so Truma's a Mashu, you're still a little bit away. You break a little bit off. Ma'aser Sheni is a 10. Where did it go? So it says in the Nusach that a tenth of it should be Ma'aser Sheni and it should be redeemed. It should be padri on this coin. What coin do you use? Penny, right? It's a 10 agura coin. So how can you use a 10 agura coin to be paid? You have as much food as you have. You ever buy, look at these cards. It doesn't say, shots up the value of the ma'aser sheni. Right? You separate ma'aser sheni. You go and you buy a whole basket of fruit. You come home, and you read the card, and you say, ma'aser sheni should be paid on this coin. It doesn't say on the card, well, estimate the value. You just spend $10 on fruit. So a tenth of it is $1, so take a dollar. No. You just take a penny and you paid it on the penny. Or you take a shekel and you use it how many times you're allowed to use it, right? So they know you can use a shekel 20 times or 25 times. So how do you do that? And now you do it? Because head, ma'aser sheni, that's worth me'yamana, and you paid it on one pruta, it's chal. The farmer can take his whole silo and say that the 10% which is on top of the silo should be ma'aser sheni, and it's all padi on this one coin, a penny, or if you hold the fruit as a nickel, it should all be padi on this, and it's chal.
Not cheating anybody?
It's something a lot of you knew, you just didn't know you knew.
No? Cheating anybody?
Nowadays we even do a chachilah because you're not cheating anybody, because the ma'aser sheni anyway would go, we'd throw out because we're not tired. But that's not the point. The point is that you knew, or many of you knew, or should have known, this din, that ma'aser sheni, it's $100, that your paid on a pruta is chal. Now, you can't do that to your friend. You can't go to your friend who has a silo, and you tell him, I'm giving you a pruta, and I want to have ownership in the whole 10% of your silo. He's not going to be masking. He's not going to agree to transfer ownership of $100 for one pruta. When it's yours, all you're doing is transferring Kedusha. Kedusha you could transfer from $100 to a pruta. That's this first din of chilul, of pinyan ma'aser sheni.
Let's say $100. Every one of the $100
is Kedusha. You could put it on for $1. If you played it in one shot, you could do it on
$1. Where did that
Kedusha
go?
Kedusha doesn't become more because it has a value. Kedusha, I can't put my finger on exactly what constitutes Kedusha. But So the only reason I can't take your $100 thing and change it for a dollar is because I'm cheating you. And it was mine at the beginning, it was mine at the end, so now it's not a shayla of mominus. It's only a shayla of rules of Kedusha. Rules of Kedusha, if there would be a rule that you can't do it, you can do it. If there's a rule you could do it. Rules of Kedusha don't depend on dine mominus. And if we have a Kabbalah that Hegdish Meya money, if I down a Pruta is Chal, that means that the Kedusha is here. Kedusha was there, it's here. If you have two Sifrei Torah, one Sifrei Torah is very big and it's worth $100. $100. You have one Sifrei Torah written by a fancy cipher. It's a $100,000 Sifrei Torah. You have another one written by a beginner. It's a kosher Sifrei Torah. It costs $25,000. Does one Sifrei Torah have more Kedusha than the other? Kedusha doesn't depend on the amount of dollars it's worth. This might be more mahudr, it might be worth more. But the Kedusha of the Sifrei Torah doesn't depend on money. Kedusha depends on just the Metzias that it's Kaddish.
Why is it saying that it doesn't have to be worth it? Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
Then you're not going to take up as much as you're supposed to take
before. That's right. You can take $100 worth of Ma'aseh Sheni, you put it on one pruta, just take up the pruta and eat Yerushalayim. That's how. This is the... If it's... Well, Ma'aseh Sheni is no meal, you mean behegdish.
It's
behegdish. He's mailed the pruta, so he has to pay... You have to pay a pruta. A pruta and a fifth. You have to pay a fifth. The fifth is less than a pruta, so you have to pay.
So it's also got to be large.
You fight it on the coin. Yeah. You know, the Gizbar of Hegdish is not going to let you do it, because when Hegdish has it, you need transfer ownership. Hegdish is not going to let you do it onto a pruta. But when it's yours in the first place, if you do it, it's chal. Now that, I just want to point out to you, that's not Reb Chaim, that's a Gemara. That may amana shepadei apruta eschal. Reb Chaim is a hezber in how these things work. That's a Gemara. Yeah. As I told you, I don't know if you're allowed to do it l'chetchila min ha'tayra. The Rabban is certainly not supposed to do it. I don't know if it's l'chetchila. Generally, the rice is already
l'chetchila.
Because there's a mitzasei, eating my strength is a mitzasei. But, what? Whether you can do l'chatchila, I suspect that you cannot. I don't know from where you learn it, but it's chal. But if you do it, it's chal. That's where Reb Chaim is coming. That's where Reb Chaim Tuzayf to explain. He's coming to explain a different thing. But that's where Reb Chaim we gain from the Reb Chaim to understand that there's a type of pidyon which is not a momentistic transfer. It's only a transfer condition. But we have a Kabbalah that could transfer. You might in the amount. That's what I was telling you. If it's worth $100,000, it is worth $25,000. It's the same Kedusha. No difference in Kedusha. The Kedusha is exactly the same Kedusha. The amount, the value doesn't change Kedusha. One grape of Ma'aseh Sheni has exactly as much Kedusha as a silo full of grapes. Same Kedusha. Just there are more grapes and less grapes. But the Kedusha Shabbat is the same Kedusha. Kedusha is not measured by dollars. Not measured by dollars. All right, this is says the Chiddush of Ma'aseh Sheni. We'll get to it later in the parak when we talk about Hegdish Shava Meyamana Shapadei Apruta, and we'll see if you guys remember the Reb Chaim Yisayid. But it's a Chiddush enough Yisayid that you should be able to remember it for a long time. But this Nakuda, there are two types of chilum. Right. All right, the Gemara answers. Let's see the next line of Gemara. Amar Kra v'yatzav ha'isa makish havayi v'yitzia v'yitzia v'shtar havayi v'yitzia v'shtar. We have this new plow of makish havayi v'yitzia v'yatzav ha'isa. So what are we makish to what? Gittin is v'yatzah. She goes out of her husband's rishos. That's get Kedushin is v'haisa. She goes into her husband's rishos. V'yatzah v'haisa tells us that since it says next to each other, we have a hekish. Makish havayi l'yitzia. Ma yitzia b'shtar. Af havaya nami b'shtar. Just like when you go out, it works with a get. So same thing when you go in, you can go in with a shtar. So memela, we know that you could go in with a shtar. V'yatzah v'haisa. Now there's a second step to v'yatzah v'haisa, which the Gemara says in Pesach Medveis, that is makshinan havayos lahadadi. We makish all types of kedushin also one to the other. So that means that we can learn something from get to Kedusha Shtar. That's step one. And then that's from Viyatza Vahaisa. And then we have a second Hekish. Makshinan Havayis Lahadadi. We'll makish all Kedusha one to the other. That whatever is true by Shtar is true by by all other, by Kedusha Bia and Kedusha Kesef as well. This is the Kabbalah that we have, these two Hekeshes. The Hekesh of Havayi Le'etziah, which is get to Kedusha Shtar, and the second one, which is Havayi Slahadadi. We'll makish all the Kedusha one to the other. Why do I need two? Why don't I just say Makshilin Havayi Le'etziah? We'll makish all Kedusha to Gittin. I'm like, why are we calling it two steps? Yotz of Ahaisa is Makish get of Shtar to Kedusha Shtar. Then we have a second step. We're Makish all types of Kedusha one to the other. Right? We have two Hekeshim. Are you follow me before I ask you Kasha? Right? There are two Hekesh. There's a Hekesh. Right, before I come to my Kasha, let me just tell you examples of what we're Makish and then we can talk about it. We're Makish get to Kedusha. That's Havayi Le'etziah. That's one Hekesh. We have an argument. The second Hekish, Makshinan Havayis La'adadi. We're Makish or Kedushin one to the other. L'moshel, I'll give you a couple of examples of Makshinan Havayis. There's a din by Hilchis Gittin that if you throw a get to a woman in a land Karayv law, closer to her than to him, she's Makudeshes. And she's aware of it. In a land, even not in her Dalaranas, but it lands, he throws it to her, and it lands closer to her. So we karev la mikudesh. It's karev lai, it's closer to him, it's not mikudesh. That's a halacha that we know by dine gin. So the Gemara says, what would be kedushin if I throw a star, and it's star kedushin, it's closer to her? Is it a good kedushin? So the Gemara says, yes. Makshin and havayi leitziah. Just like by get it works, karev la. The same thing by Kedushin, Shtar Kedushin, it also works karavla. Then the Shaila is, what about money? What happens if I throw money to her and it's karavla? It's closer to her than to the Mekadish. So Gemara says it works. Makshin and Havayis Lahadadi. Well, Makish, just like it works by Kedushin Shtar, it works also by Kedushin Kesef. Okay? That's an example of a halacha that starts from get, goes from get to Kedusha Shtar, and from Kedusha Shtar to Kedusha Kesef. Another example. If you give a get to a woman, chutz meplaini. Hariz agite chutz meplaini. It's actually a machlaikis. But going like the Mandi Amar, it doesn't work. There's a Mishnah in Subis, I think, that says that if you give a get to someone, chutz meplaini, it doesn't work. A get has to be total. What happens if you give kedushin to someone, chutz meplaini? You should be an Eishes Ish, married to me, chutz meplaini. L'gabi plaini, you're not an Eishes Ish. So Gemara says it doesn't work. What's the happen mean it should work? But the Gemara says it doesn't work. Makshinan havayi leitziah. Just like it doesn't work by get, it doesn't work by kedusha. Chutz meplaini doesn't work by get, so it doesn't work by kedusha. What about by kedusha kesef? Does it work by kedusha kesef? Chutz meplaini? No. Because umakish havayi slahadadi. Just like it doesn't work from get, we learn to shtar kedusha. It doesn't work by get, so it doesn't work by shtar kedusha. Now, once it doesn't work by Shtar Kedushin, we learn after Shtar Kedushin to Kesef Kedushin. Makshin and Havayis La'adadi. That all Kedushin are the same. If by Shtar Kedushin Chutz Meplaini doesn't work, then by Kesef Kedushin it doesn't work. Okay, it's a second example of Makshin and Havayis. There's a third example where we're Makish it in the reverse direction. An Arusa, we had this, that an Arusa could eat Truma. If a man gives kedushin, a kayin gives kedushin to a woman. Min ha-tayra, she's allowed to eat truma after eris. Why? Because it says kinyan kaspay. Who could eat truma? Kinyan kaspay. Remember I told you three types of kinyan kaspay? What are three that could eat truma by a kayin?
Isha
and Eva Kanani and Eva Hema. Those are the three kinyan kaspay. So arusa could eat. That kinyan kaspay means you makadisha with kesa. Why does he makadisha with shtar? Could she eat truma? Not kinyan kaspay, it's kinyan shtar. Could you eat truma? So the Gemara says, Makshin and Havayis lahadadi. Well, Makish, well, Havayis. Well, Makish, Tessa Kedushin to Shtar Kedushin. So that you could do. That's the third case of Makshin and Havayis lahadadi. I say, these are three examples where Makish all Havayis one to the other. Now, what I started to ask you is when you learn something from our Gemara, Makshin of Yatzav Ha'isa, Makish Havayi liyatziyah. We're makish havaya to yitzia. Yitzia is get. Havaya is kedusha shtar. And then we have a second hekish for havayas la'adadi. L'chayra, I don't need two hekeshim. Let's say, to say korev law is good. So we said it's two steps. It starts by get. From get it goes to shtar kedushin, which is havaya. And from there it goes to kesef kedushin. L'chayra could just be one step. Makish havaya, all types of marriage, to get. By get, karoy v'la works. So therefore, by all types of kedushin, havaya liyatziya, havaya baby should mean all types of marriage. Need the hesber, why are we calling it two limudim? Why do we call it two limudim? Rabbi Chanan, in the beginning of the Masechta, he asked this question. Why am I calling it two limudim? Havaya Yitzia, and then Havaya is La'adadi. Havaya means marriage, so I'll be Makish, marriage to Yitzia.
Because get only has something on the
Mishnah. So it can be Makish all types of Kedushin to get?
No, because it's different. You're carrying the Kinyan, not the whole, the actual part of the Kinyan. You're carrying the Kinyan. So if you're comparing Kinyan, then.
I can't compare Kedushay Kesef to Shtar Get. And say, just like Shtar Get, Karavla works, Kedushay Kesef also Karavla works. Like, that's not, I can't do that. You're saying Hekish has to be similar. Hekish has to be similar. It's not similar enough to be included in Hekish. Right, if those are the rules of Hekish, maybe you're right. Or even if I could be Makish things that are not similar, if there's a part of it which is similar, could be. Could be like you're saying. That has to do with the rules of Hekish, which are, I'm not sure about.
Right.
Maybe. If think about it. The question is why we say Makshim Havayas La'adadi. Why don't we just say Makshim Kol Havayas Le'yitziya? The Galashan Gemara is Mashmash to remove it. But okay, we'll see. Yes? Yeah, for the other direction you need it. The question is only for the Limo direction, to Kedushin. Yeah, you need it the other way. Kinyan Kaspa, Yarusa, you need to be Makish Tishtar. You will need the other Hekesh of Ayis La'adadi anyway, like for Kinyan Kaspay, for Truman. So you'll need it. The question is in this direction, is it really necessary to do two steps, or can we just do it in one step? Okay, so in order to explain this, Rabbi Chanan starts with a run on the Mishnah. I don't recall if I mentioned this to you or not, but the run on the first Amid on the Mishnah of Ayin Amisetha brings what he calls Ikamandi Yamar. He doesn't say the name. Was it Bala Yitra, I think. But he brings Ikamandi Yamar, who holds that you cannot be Mekadish a woman with Karka. Let's say you want to give a woman Karka for Kedushin. Hayah Mekadish Asli B'Bayezu. You give her a house for Kedushin. So the Ikamandi Yamar that's brought down in the Ran says you cannot do that. Why not? Very nice kedushin. You give her a piece of property. Why can't you be Kaddish Isha with them? So this Ikaman Yamar says the Gemara Daf Hey Amrinan, the Makshin and Havai Liyatsiya. He says that here in Daf Hey we learn that we'll Makish Havai Liyatsiya. And this is where we learn Kedush Yishtar. The Kiva de Makshinan, since we have a Hekish, Ma Yitzia b'mechubalai. Just like a get, you can't write a mechub. She'en kaisvin es haget b'mechubalakarka k'di isa misafdus git nafafala. A get, you can't write a mechubalakarka. It has to be v'nosan b'yada. It has to be something you can hand over. So just like a get, you can't write a mechubal karka, af havaya b'mechubar nami loy. Also, you can't do kedushin with mechubar. So he's learning it to kesef as well. He said, just like you can't write a get on mechubal karka, the same thing, you cannot write a shtar kedushin on mechubal karka, and you can't give karka for kesef kedushin. That's what he says, yeah. But by Kedushin, you don't need a proper Nesina. We're going to learn later that by Kedushin, you could be Mekadisha with Rekoid Lefanai. If he's a professional dancer. Alright, so it's also Hanoi. If you give our ownership of Karka, whatever can you do. No, I don't want the cash with the car. No, you own the car. I want the cash with the gufa car.
That doesn't work because it's not the cash being given over.
Why? The car house belongs to her now. I'm going to do a kinchali doing so. I'll give her a deed. I give her a deed. I'm not a cash with the deed, with a piece of paper. I'm cash with the car. I give her a deed, and with that, she now owns the house. Why isn't that a good nasi?
The deed of the car, as long as you get the car, she shows the deed of the car. When you're regular, when you're the top,
no, so you're understanding that Kedushin needs Nesina. So you understand, just like Get needs Vinasan Biyada. If not for this, you see, this Ikamadiyama holds what you're saying. He holds that we learn from Get. Just like Get needs Nesina, has to be something that you can hand over physically. Because otherwise, why should I think Kedushin needs Nesina? Why should I think Kedushin needs
Nesina?
If I sell you, I can sell you a house. I'm giving it over to you. I'm not physically giving it to you. But I'm giving the ownership, the bailus to you. So if not for the fact that we have a limud of a nasan, I would have said that transferring it is enough.
Why is that a riot? You can't do kesef either. And the condition, you can't do kesef. Why is that a riot?
Let's explain a little more. That by get doesn't work with kesef. But if I take a nusach I get and I scratch it out onto a piece of kesef and I give it to a woman, it's chal. Not because of the money, because of the words. So he's saying, since if I were to scratch out a nusach hashtar on a tree or write it on a wall, and a mekadesh isha, it's not chal. So from there, I'm going to learn that kesef and mechub is also not good. So your timing. Okay, let's see the Ran's taina. This is the Ikam Adiyama. The Ran taka taina. I'm not sure he's taina exactly what you say. The Ran argues with the Ikam Adiyama. So again, this Ikam Adiyama holds kesef and mechubar doesn't work. The Ran disagrees. Valesa. The Ram says, less, that's not true. Ki amrinan hasa mechubar pasul b'kiddushin haini mili b'kiddushin shtar. When do we learn from get that's by kiddushin shtar? Shem kasav la'ala mechubar hariyam akudeshis li layav kiddushin. The kiddushin shtar makshin li yitziya. Aval nasa l'kaka mechubar b'teres kesef adi mahani. The kesef loy b'inan dum yidi yitziya. What does the Ran say? The Ran says no. Why do we mount the Shavai Litzia Kedusha Shtar to get? And just like get, but Mechubar is no good, Kedusha Shtar is also no good. But kesef kedushin, that could be mechobah, that would not makish to get. So what's a machlaikis here? We have a machlaikis, the Ikam and the Yomar and the Ran. The Ikam and the Yomar says that kesef mechobah l'karka is no good, because makshin avayi l'tziya. And the Ran says, no, makshin avayi l'tziya is only kedushin shtar to get. But kesef, kedush, you could do mechobah. Which sheet is more mustaver? But before I tell you that, our Tosfos holds like the Ran. See Tosfos Shekain? In the middle of Tosfos Vim Taiman. Tosfos Shekain Paida by Adashis. In the middle of Tosfos says Vim Taimar. Neima Kavachaimim Mekarkois. She'ena Metziais. Atalachi Machnisais. Pirish. Adam Yachul Lekadish Isha Bekarka. Vein Miskarashis Bekarka. Our Tosfos holds Beferish like the Ran. See? Tosfos Beferish. Adam Yochel Kaddish Isha Bekarka. So Tosfos and the Ran both hold that you could do Kedushin with Karka. And the Ikam HaDiyam holds you cannot. What's more Mustaver? Huh? More Mustaver you could or you can't? More Mustaver you can't. Chayrus, more Mustaver you can't. We're makish havaya liyitzia. We're makish shtar kedushin. And just like a get can't be mechover, shtar kedushin can't be mechover. And then makshin and havaya sladadi. Let's be makish kesef to shtar. And just like shtar can't be mechover, so kesef can't be mechover. What's pshat in the Ran? What's pshat in Tosfos? Isn't the pashtus? The pashtus should be. Pashut, if you never knew the Rishonim talk about it. Logically, we would say, a get can't be mechobel akak. So a makish shtar kedushin to get also can't be mechobel. That we everyone agrees. Shtar kedushin can't be mechobel. Now the next step, someone tell me what's wrong with the next step. Shtar kedushin can't be mechobel. So therefore, kesef kedushin can't be mechobel. Makshin habayi, it's la'adadi. What's wrong with that step?
Shtar would be different. Shtar would be different.
Everybody here? I mean everyone, H-E-A-R. Everybody here. Not everybody here. That's what she'll say. No, you here? Let me tell you what Rabbi Chanan says that he says a nice klal. He says, Makshinan, there are two different hekesh. We're makish a get to kedushin for rules of shtaris. Havayu liyitzia, whatever's a rule, what's a shtar? Whatever the rule of what's a shtar, by get, the same rule, what's a shtar by kedushin, same thing. If by a get, a shtar has to be a shtar, has to be something you hand over, by kedushin also has to be something you hand over. If by a get, the shtar has to have both names, has to say the man's name and the woman's name, so makshu to kedushin, has to say the man's name and the woman's name. Shtar, rules of shtar, were makish from get to shtar kedushin. To define what's a shtar. So that was were makish from getting to kedushin. There's a second set of hekesh, which is not what's a shtar, but how does kedusha work? Like karav loy, karav law. Is that a din in what's a shtar? No. That's a din, and how does it work? How do you give it over? So that's a separate set of rules that we can learn from git. How does it work? How does get work? We'll learn that kedusha works the same way. Karav loy works there, karav loy work here. Chusma plaini does not work there, won't work here. The rule of chutzpah pliny and the rule of karev law, they're not rules in shtar, they're rules in how it works. Zokta Bochan. Those limudim, which are limudim in the general rule of kedushin and gittin, those were makish to everything. We learn from get to all types of havaya. However, those rules, which are rules in dine shtar, Those rules, which are rules by get, because that's the definition of shtar, that I only learn to shtar kedushin, not to everything else by kedushin. The fact that mechuba lekarka is no good by a get, the seistish kein shtar. It's missing in shtar. A shtar is something you can hand over. This is kein shtar. That's a tight shtar. So from that I can learn to shtar kedushin. But I don't learn it to kesef kedushin. In other words, lamashal. A shtar, you know, a get has to have their name on it. Kedushin has to have a name on it. Well, I say, if you want the kash yishu a kesef, you have to engrave a name on the kesef. Why not? Well, makish havaya liyitzia. And just like a get needs to have the name of the woman on it, so kesef kedushin should need the name of the woman. Why not? What's the answer? Because the only reason a shtar needs the name on it is because that's the definition of shtar. Shtar means contract. Contract means that the person's name. It's not logical to learn it from there to kesef. Kesef is not shtar. So it doesn't need things that make shtar, things that make shtar into a shtar, you don't need by kesef. So zokcha b'chana. Things that are dine shtar, amakish only, from get to shtar kiddushin. And that's it. That's all. That's one limud. Havayu yitzia. Things that are dinim of shtar, amakish one to the other. This is the second limud. The second limud, makshin havayu sladadi, which is, if you have something which is not a din in taich of shtar, it's just a rule for kiddushin or getting, so that I can learn to all three, to kesef of shtar and bia, to all three. So that this is the way that the hekesh should work. The hekesh of havayu yitzia is dine shtar. The hekesh of havayu sladadi are things that are not dependent on being a shtar. The things that are general rules of getting kedushin, that are makish havayu sladadi. It's a very glatta rule in how the hekesh works. There's two hekesh now. It's two different hekesh. One hekesh is shtar rules. Things after which shtar will makish one to the other. That's only get, only to shtar kedushin, no other type of kedushin. Those are rules of shtar. Rules of kedushin, rules of kedushin will makish to everything. Rabbi Chanan says that that's the sugya on testament base, which we'll get to. The Gemara there talks about whether you need lishma. Does the get have to be written lishma? Yes. The cost of law, lishma. Get has to be written lishma. Does a shtar kiddushin have to be written lishma? What's it in? What do you think? Shtar kiddushin. Makshina havayi liyatsiya. If a get has to be written lishma, so shtar kiddushin, the Gemara says, also has to be written lishma. So makash havayi liyatsiya. Does the kesef have to be coined lishma? Does the kesef have to be coined lishma? Huh? Why do we say makshina havayi sladadi? Good. So the Gemara's maskana there is that you don't need it lishma by coins. Why not? So Bukhanan uses that value, that lashon, that the shtar, it's the guf hashtar that you're mekadesh with. Money, it's the value of the money that you're mekadesh with. It's not the coin. You have to have a coin to represent the value. But it doesn't make sense to have to, you have to coin the coin lishma. No, that a shtar, which is a contract, is written lishma. Makes sense. To coin the coin, to make it into a coin lishma, that you don't need. It's a hekesh. It's a hekesh. The answer is no. Dine shtarais, we're only makish from this shtar to that shtar. We're not makshit. The makish it to all our bites. This is the rule. Somebody asked that this rule makes a lot of sense, but maybe a hekesh should work anyway. So it's Hashem, I'll show you later the rules of what we do with a hekesh. But there are limits to what we do. Even though there's a rule, ain't hekesh lemefza, it's not entirely so. We only makish aspects to it. And that's this rule of Rabbi Chanan. The Rabbi Chanan is the first Rabbi Chanan in the Masechta.